Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Bayern have now scored 9 goals in their 2 league matches after crushing Hoffenheim 4-0.
Yeah, you know, I told you Hoffenheim was never the same since Julian Nagelsmann departed a while back, but Bayern have actually scored 13 goals if you count what they did to Benfica in the Champions League. You know, prior to this kickoff, actually, you know, prior to the Champions League kickoff, their leadership, you know, got bitten by the coronavirus bug, and Julian Nagelsmann is out with the coronavirus. He was not on the sideline at Benfica, nor for this recent slaughtering of Hoffenheim. Now, Robert Lewandowski's brilliant. You saw what he did. He netted his 10th goal. But Serge Gnabry, you know, has really clicked it, you know, on. You know, he had a goal called off early. He actually got on the score sheet first for Bayern Munich. And he had another third goal. He almost had a hat trick in this match. I mean, Bayern, from the beginning of this match, they looked very hungry, you know, with scoring goals. I mean, what can you say? The assist providing by Musiala was brilliant. He provided 2 assists. You know, and speaking of Lewandowski, his 10th goal, typically you see Lewandowski hurt a team from inside the box. It's rare you see Lewandowski have a brilliant strike from outside. This match provided that. You know, it looked really good. Hoffenheim didn't have a chance. You know, in fact, Lewandowski is incredible. Bayern, as a team, their offense is clicking on all cylinders. They've scored a record 33 goals after 9 matches, and they keep on scoring on the European pitch. Now they've extended that record to 85 consecutive competitive matches in a row, including the Bundesliga. So they're looking really good, you know, even considering with Nagelsmann not on the sideline, that hasn't made a difference. You know, Hoffenheim has been taking their lumps here and there, you know, and all in all, Bayern look really good moving forward. Now, we have a really important date coming up the end of November. That's the Ballon d'Or. Who will get it? You know, Robert Lewandowski missed out because they canceled the ceremony last year, but he got an endorsement from a former Bundesliga player and a current Manchester City star, Kevin De Bruyne. You know, he recently came out to the press and acknowledged that, you know, if he had to choose personally, he'd have to look at Lewandowski and choose him for what he's done recently. So that's quite, you know, the pat on the back and quite the salute from a former Bundesliga competitor. And I wish Lewandowski well in this pursuit of getting his first Ballon d'Or. You know, but all in all, Bayern Munich look good moving forward. They're at Union Berlin next match day with the German Cup in between. So we have to wait and see what they do here in the capital city.
Dortmund's Erling Haaland is sidelined for several weeks with a hip injury, but they still managed to pick up the 3 points with ease. Should Dortmund be concerned with their brightest star out of the picture?
You know, when you look at the math, you look at how many goals Dortmund have scored as a team. I think it's, you know, shy about 25 goals. 9 of them, more than a third, have been provided by Erling Haaland. And when you subtract that, obviously, you know, that could suffer down the road in some tight matches here and there. They've had a few tight matches. They had a 7-goal thriller against Leverkusen a while back. Haaland scored a brace that was decisive in picking up those 3 points. You know, I think that maybe they made a mistake rushing him back, you know, from injury, you know, a little bit premature. He electrified the pitch, scored 2 goals, but now he's out again for an extended period. This will definitely hurt Dortmund in terms of their offense, but it provides opportunity for other players to step up. Now, Arminia Bielefeld, okay, no wins, 8 losses. It's horrible. That team, you know, the score line should have been a lot different, you know, in this particular match. But we saw a beautiful play right at the stroke of halftime. Mats Hummels scored a beautiful goal following the ball with his head. It was volleyed off another player's head, and he kicked it in. That was a brilliant goal. And then another goal, a nice one. Jude Bellingham had a nice goal, the way he weaved through traffic and finished. We're going to have to see a lot more performances like that if you want to see Dortmund stay competitive without their brightest star on the pitch and Erling Haaland. I mean, definitely it will hurt Dortmund moving forward, but, you know, they're moving ahead nice. You know, even Emre Can, you know, stepped up and converted his first ever penalty, you know, in the Bundesliga. So Dortmund are getting it done. Obviously, not the biggest opponent in Arminia Bielefeld. Like I said, no wins. I mean, they're still looking for their first. Cologne is the next opponent for Dortmund. They host Cologne. It's always good for Dortmund to be back at home. But Cologne had a pretty good showing this past match day. They drew with Bayer Leverkusen. So, it might be more difficult than they anticipate, especially without Haaland in the lineup.
Chris, let's talk about the German Cup here. Round two kicks off this week. What fixtures stand out to you?
Well, for one thing that stands out is just the amount of football that some of these teams are playing in a stretch of like 10 days. It's kind of ridiculous. You know, the European pitch, then the Bundesliga, then the German Cup, back to the Bundesliga. You know, you might see some injuries take place. Hopefully not. But a few matches that stand out, Mainz, a lot of top flight. There are a lot of Bundesliga fixtures taking place in the German Cup. On the 26th, that's Tuesday evening, Mainz and Arminia Bielefeld, you know, kickoff. And Mainz had it tough in the first round. You know, they had to get through, you know, they leveled with the lower division side. So this is a one and done tournament. You got to play a solid 90 minutes to advance through. So you might see some upsets on the following night, the 27th. Gladbach and Bayern play each other. That should be interesting. Stuttgart and Cologne face off. And Bochum and Augsburg also face off. Now, the Gladbach and Bayern can be really interesting because Gladbach was a team that was really competitive, you know, a while before they lost Marco Rosa to Dortmund. You know, so some of those players, they have the talent to step it up, and they could make it difficult with for Bayern considering how much, you know, how many minutes Bayern have been playing lately, you know, because they want to win everything, so they give it their all. I think that match stands out to me more than anything else.
Before I let you go, Chris, and just like always, what else has hit your radar this week?
Well, yeah, the Nigerian striker at Union Berlin, Taiwo Awoniyi, is still electric hot. He's scoring. He scored in a defeat, you know, in the Europa League, but he also scored in a draw this past match day, you know, and that's definitely something to look out for because I mentioned that, you know, they're going to be playing Bayern, so he might get one past Manuel Neuer. And unfortunately, we have some bad news. I'll have to end on that. Wolfsburg parted ways with their head coach, Mark Van Bommel. You know, I don't know what he's done. He's been relieved of his duties. The first coach, the first casualty this season, he hasn't really picked up a win in a long time, considering what that team is, what that team has done with the young talent they have at their disposal, and Reed Labaku and Meche and so forth. You expect more from Wolfsburg. They were a lot more competitive last season. I think it's the right call. You know, we have to see what they do when they return back to the pitch without their head coach, but you know what happens. You can't get rid of the players. It's more difficult to do that. You got to cut the beast off at the head, and that's what they've done with the Wolves, and see if they can rebound.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch. And graphics are provided by David Scullard.